years that went by until I was really aware that he was doing anything again, and that was an American series playing a doctor, wasn't it? What was that?
Yes.
One?
Well, before that, he'd been in the blockbuster Ice Station Zebra with Rock Hudson.
Yes, he had. Yes.
Ernest Borgnine, and yeah. That was one of the reasons some people say The Prisoner faltered at the end, because he'd gone off to Hollywood. But he did do in the early 70s some work in America, and then did the Rafferty, the American series,
yes,
where he played a hospital doctor.
Yes, he did.
And he still had in those episodes the occasional reference to The Prisoner. And of course, then he went on to do Columbo with Peter Falk. And Peter Falk's kindly written the foreword to my book. And
did he get on with the actors around him? Because he can always get on with everybody. We had one of the writers of The Prisoner on a couple of weeks ago, and he was saying that it wasn't greatly loved, you know.
Yes, it depends with everything who you speak to.
Sure.
The majority of them had held him in high esteem and had great admiration for him. But to be honest, there was a couple of guys and a couple of female actresses who didn't like him at all and thought he was cold and brusque. But he was, obviously, we all have good days and bad days, and some people who appeared in a short part in The Prisoner might have only seen him for one afternoon.
Mm. And he did have a lot of responsibilities on that, because, you know, just about everything fell on his shoulder, because what he said went, didn't it? Because he had ultimate control.
He had very much the control. He was the executive producer, he did some directing and wrote episodes, and was the star. So, but, I mean, with Columbo, as I was mentioning, he won two Emmy Awards for his parts in Columbo.
Yeah.
And so he was continuing to draw big audiences and get good reviews for many years.
And then he popped up again in Braveheart, giving a fantastic performance, I have to say.
Yes, and with Mel Gibson, and perhaps the Oscar should have gone to him, but he hasn't won an Oscar, and apart from Emmys and other critics' awards, I think an award for a lifetime achievement would not be a mistake. I think it's long overdue.
He has been around for a long time, but, I mean, you know, the work is a little sparse since the 60s, isn't it? It's a little bit here, it's a little bit there. That may well be because he chooses to do it that way, and he picks and chooses, and of course that is his right to do so. But there's not a huge body of work, is there?
No. Well, in my book, screenography at the back does list all of the films, and of course he was on the stage in Broadway in America in the mid-80s.
Right.
And apart from Braveheart, he was in A Time to Kill after Braveheart, which was the John Grisham thriller.
Yeah.
And he's continued to, I mean, they even used him, his voice, in The Simpsons, where they did The Prisoner in a Simpsons episode. So it's been quite varied. And
everybody's been in The Simpsons.
Yes, indeed.
Well, obviously he has a sense of humour.
Yes, and one thing I was going to say to you, you mentioned a little while ago about John Lennon. Of course, his anthem, All You Need Is Love, was heard at the end of The Prisoner.
It was, yeah, that wonderful sequence there. Yes. Yeah, that's a great sequence at the end. Of course, nobody knows what it was all about in the end.
No, and in 1967, early 68, the viewers of ITV jammed the switchboards with their calls. They were so angry because there was no
answer,
real conclusion given to them.
Yeah, an enigma.
Yes.
Well, have you ever spoken to him? Ever met him?
Yes, indeed. I've spoken to him many times on the telephone.
Yeah.
He's exchanged messages, you know, faxes and so on, and met him just the once on the set of the show, which was done by ITV, called Greatest Hits.
Right.
When he was over here filming Jamaica Inn in 1982.
How many are there in the Appreciation Society these days?
Usually, at the end of each subscription year, there's 1,000 members.
Are there really?
Well, yes.
That's
well,
very good.
Our high point was in the mid-80s. We had 3,000 members.
Yeah.
But over the years, we've enrolled 50,000. Patrick McGoohan is the honorary president of the society. And it was started 30 years ago by a man called David Barry.
And of course there was that whisper, well, more than a whisper, a shout in the newspaper, The Prisoner is coming back, it's going to be Christopher Eccleston, it's going to be this, it's going to be that, it's going to be done on Sky, it's not going to be done in Port Marion, it is going to be done in Port... That was kind of... What was driving all that? You'd know about this, Roger.
Well, I would, and I heard the same stories and rumours as you did. And the latest one, of course, is that now Sky have pulled out, ITV have stepped in again,
right,
and intend a six-part miniseries.
Mm.
So Eccles might be back in again.
Oh, really?
Mm.
I bet he's gone off to be a hero in America, eh?
Well, yes, he's...
He's invisible!
and he'd be very bearded if he appeared in prison at the moment.
Yeah, but he would be good, wouldn't he?
Yes, he would.
And how would you feel about that? I mean, you know, as somebody who was, is there at the forefront of the Appreciation Society, how would you feel about remaking The Prisoner?
Well, there was originally supposed to be a second series. When he escaped, he was supposed to go out into the world and be tracked and followed by the people who had firstly abducted him. If there was a challenging and memorable remake, I'd be all for it. But if it didn't really have the strength and the content of the original series, then I can't see much point.
But do you think it was of its time? Do you think that it would be difficult to update it?
Well, yes and no. It was very much from the swinging 60s and lots of the aspects.
Very psychedelic.
Yes, but equally the message it had then about controls on us and taking your identity and keeping data on you and surveillance, that's all current today.
Absolutely it is.
So it's still a very modern message.
Well, we shall wait and see if it does happen and whether ITV do pick up the baton and run with it. In the meantime, your book, Patrick McGoohan, Danger Man or Prisoner, is out. It's published by Tomahawk Press and it's priced $19.99. Thank you, Roger.
Thank you and be seeing you.
Cheers now. Bye.